This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ew. I caught what you did there, Quentin. We didn't talk about this ahead of time. But the Christmas music. Thought we had an agreement. He's refusing to talk to me now. Oh, I see what happened.
He asked me what my favorite Christmas song was. I was like, I don't know, Father Christmas by the Kinks. And there you go.
I thought this would
it's the most innocuous Christmas song that you can play, though. I don't think that it's not exactly a sappy Christmas song.
Quentin, you betrayed me.
All right, so we are doing our list nominations. Today, the list is the best white elephant gifts, because I figured we should pull the trigger on this a little bit early so people have time to shop for these things, but also because this is the last list I think that Jamie and I are doing together
until, like, March.
Until, yeah.
It'll be a while.
It's going to be until at least January. So we're doing it today.
Should we put a limit on this for price amount? Let's put a dollar amount.
I think it needs to be, like, for me, white elephant should be less than $15.
Yeah. Yeah. I would even say 20, but yeah, 15's it. Sure.
By the way, I tried to get more information or trying to get different takes on this, Googled this, and I'm in a hellstorm right now of just garbage gifts.
Oh, like, you're going to be on every list now.
Yeah, I know. It's white elephant gifts, and I can't find an actual human being to give me an answer. So that's where I need the text line to really work their magic here. 913-586-7798. Because you type that in to, like, list of white elephant gifts into Google, and guess what you get? A bunch of crap from, like, Spencer's Gifts and Amazon, and it's annoying.
Let's see. Yeah. Under $15. Okay.
Under $15.
And let's assume they can go either gender. Assume this is just general. You don't know who's going to receive it.
Well, the idea is it's not. Yeah. It needs to be something that anybody would like.
Yeah.
And I have found with white elephant parties, what usually happens is people get obsessed with one specific thing for no reason. Like, people just. When I did it with Katie's family one time, somebody brought a Morton's fisherman. The fish sticks guy. He's like in sea captain guy. And we went like for 20 minutes until we were done with that as the prize that everybody, for whatever stupid reason, wanted, was that dumb fisherman.
We have some that are coming in the text line. Here's a little bit of what I found in a search. What about a toilet nightlight? LED toilet nightlight.
Does it go in the toilet?
I think so. Or I think it sits maybe on the edge.
My bidet does that. I just remember my Go-Go Gadget bidet that does everything with a seat warmer and heated water and all that stuff. It also has a nightlight on it.
$10.
$10.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. As long as you know, it's waterproof.
Bob Ross bobblehead.
Okay.
The painter guy, bobblehead with the big hair.
Yeah.
That's the key part of that.
You know, that wasn't his natural hair.
It was a wig?
No, it was a perm, but like he apparently hated it, but he got it done, hated it, but then filmed that Joy of Painting show. Mm-hmm. And it because that like PBS told him, like, no, you have to keep the hair. Like that was their only stipulation, is you have to keep the hair. Like that's the reason people are watching, is they find you non-threatening and soothing because of that perm, buddy.
All right. I have a screaming possum figurine mini kit from World Market. It's like a little trash can that you can keep on your desk. But when you open the lid, there's a possum there that screams.
Oh, it'd go really nicely with your zoo.
At you. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. There's an air freshener called Squirrel in Underpants Deluxe Air Freshener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need a price on that one.
I'm going to throw out, I think like if we did this in categories instead of being specific, might be good. I'm going to say tools would be good.
Okay.
Like a set of wrenches. That's
very practical. You know, yes.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, like the things that people need. I'll tell you this as an adult, and that's generally what White Elephant is for. As an adult, that's what I need more than anything. It's great that people like me and are like, hey, we know you like the Beatles, so here's another Beatles Life magazine book for the fifth time. But if they bought me something that I needed, that would actually be better.
Sam Stevie's listening and remembering from past shows and reminded us about the potty putter, where the you can sit putters on the toilet and little mini golf. That's a great idea. Thanks, Sam, for remembering that. That's a fantastic idea. Somebody reminded me, and I don't know if it always has to be this way, but that White Elephant gifts are not something you buy. They're something out of your house that you don't use or don't need. And I've heard that before, too.
I've never heard that.
I've never used that as a rule.
Somebody help me out.
I've always bought them.
I've had parties where it's White Elephant, because then you trade it. Like, you go around and you know, do you want that one or do you want to keep the one that you have? Either way, because I have a basement full of tools, so that would be easy.
I mean, I think it's fine if you do that. I always thought you bought them.
Car first aid kit? That's a good idea.
That's good. See, that's what I'm saying. A squatty potty? How about that?
Yes, sure.
I don't know how much those are, but sure.
Yeah. Squatty potty. What else is useful?
Last year, my White Elephant was a big fleece blanket that looks like a tortilla.
Okay.
Those are gross looking because they do not look like tortillas.
Yeah, they look like tortillas. They got the little burn marks on them.
They look like underwear from somebody who's had some.
I don't know what you're doing
Taco Bell
with your life.
I've seen those blankets. Katie bought those blankets one year, and all of us in the house were like, yeah, we're not using these.
What's the blanket that also you like button up around you? It has a funny name.
A Snuggie.
Oh, Snuggie, yes.
I had one of those as a kid.
Yes, blanket. I used to keep one here.
That was
it was always cold here.
The reason that was good was before controllers were wireless, you needed one. You needed to hold it like over a blanket. Where now that they're wireless, you can just play underneath the blanket. But when they had that, that was really nice to have because you could just have a blanket on. As somebody who used to play video games in the basement, that was nice.
Many of you on the text line have now said, "Yeah, it's something from home that you don't want or need anymore."
Yeah, I'm going to throw this out. It's just a side question here. What is the limit for your White Elephant party?
Somebody said $50.
$50 is
crazy.
I'm
not spending $50 on.
Like, that's when that if you're doing $50, you should allow people to bring stuff from home.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if $50 is what you do for like your if you're married and you're like, honey, but let's not, it's all about the kids. I want to get you something. You get me something, but let's set a limit at $50.
I mean, it's
like,
$50. It better be good.
A random party. Yeah.
It better be amazing.
100 milligram bag of cannabis edibles. So somebody on the text line.
Okay.
Several other people on Reddit on a Reddit thread for this said THC drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So weed apparently is becoming very popular at White Elephant.
Yeah. Booze is one, like bottles. It's kind of the lazy option.
There are card games that come up a lot because, I mean, big board games are going to cost more, but like question games, where you go back and forth. A lot of candles come up for funny and gag gifts. Smells mm-hmm. like Nicolas Cage funny candle. They claim it smells like Nicolas Cage. I don't know
how to prove that.
Yeah.
And I don't want
$18 on Etsy.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It's basically where Spencer gifts would have come in handy, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I got a gag gift that was a bottle of blinker fluid from the text line.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what else is in the car that you could use? You know, like for your steering wheel, like a steering wheel cover.
A cozy?
Yes. Yeah. Something like that.
A club? Do they still do those?
Yeah. Yes. You could get somebody like a kit of, in fact, I have a couple of these, of like pepper spray, little knife, like all that kind of, like little protection self-defense kit.
We, by the way, have such a huge disparity on the text line right now. Uh-huh. It seems like it's either people saying white elephant is $50, $100. And other people saying it's always something from home. It's never a gift.
Yeah.
I've always experienced it as being something in between that, where it's like $15 is the limit, but that's fine. Money is money. It comes back. I got to give it. Blinker fluid.
USB rechargeable hand warmers.
Those things are awesome.
Or just the hand warmers, the little packages. Yeah. Again, you can go to Menards or Home Depot or whatever and get them, and they're cheap. And you just throw
those
them away after
ones,
a few times.
They're great. I used to have, I guess I still have the pair, but when I worked at the warehouse that had basically no heating, like you put those bad boys in your pockets and then you even have to like hold them. You could just stick your hands in your pockets and they last like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
The tool to break the window if you need to get in the car, you know, there's that tool that you can get, or you can just take your headrest off and use the other end to break your window.
Yeah. Oh, those things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You use a spark plug for that too. From Reddit, an electric blanket. That seems, I guess it's if you're going to one of the fancy white elephant parties where it's $50 or less, then electric blanket's fine, because those are usually like $30.
Somebody said we took jumper cables last year.
That would be good.
It was the hit of the party. Everyone wanted them.
You know what would be horrible is if you went to one of those thinking that it was like, oh, my friends, they get this, and you brought like a sex toy or something. doesn't go over well.
Is there ever that's a whole other direction, but is there ever an occasion where a sex toy is an ideal gift?
The only time I've talked about this before, but the only time I've received one as a gift, and not me receiving it but my wife receiving it as a gift, was for her baby shower. Not baby shower.
Wedding shower.
That wouldn't make any sense. Wedding shower, yeah.
So baby shower is
obviously
late.
You've had sex, yeah. I think, yeah. Right.
Because it's usually couples will pick that stuff out, but is it ever okay to give that as a gift? And I would just be concerned about where they're opening it and who is around at that point. Fire blankets. A couple of people have said, there's a lot of car stuff coming in. A tire inflator portable compressor. Is that just the thing that blows up your tire?
I have one of those that I got from a white elephant, I think 2 years ago. They're great because I don't have to go to Quick Trip and wait in line. Mm-hmm. And they fill up your tire pretty quickly. Yeah. Especially like, you know, with it being cold.
That would actually could have come in handy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Flat tire last couple of days. I went to fill up the tire at Quick Trip yesterday. There was a line of 5 people.
Yeah, because it's cold. Everybody needs
it's
to pull the tire up.
Because it's free at Quick Trip. The air compressor's free there.
And we were all told when it gets too cold, you need to put more air in your tires.
Yeah, I don't live in the Spaceballs universe. I shouldn't have to pay for air.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think to do that, though, to put more air in my tires.
I think that's good. So we'll do that tomorrow. It'll be a list of the best white elephant.
This will be interesting.
To your white elephant party or Yankee swap or whatever you call it. That'll be on the show tomorrow. We'll give our top 5, and then you guys get to vote on which one is the best. Coming up, the IRS is going to be reviewing OnlyFans pages, meaning homemade pornography pages, for, quote, tax reasons. So let me get this straight. No one can answer the phone at the IRS. They haven't fixed my return yet, but they have the manpower and resources for this. talk about that next on Midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
They have plenty of time to do this right now. How far away are we from tax season? A couple of months. IRS agents are going to put the time in, and you'd love to have this job, to review OnlyFans content to determine if it's pornographic. And I'm sure they're going to do a very, I had to think about the word choice here, extensive investigation.
Oh, yes. I'm sure the investigation will involve lots of extensions, and by that I mean on their tax forms. They need to extend the taxes is when they find out that it's not.
What is the point of this?
The reason they say is because of some obscure tax codes. Pornographic content is sometimes taxed differently than other digital services or royalties. So to enforce that, the IRS has to make a determination, and to make that determination, agents literally have to watch the content. There's no way you can get AI to do this or anything, right? They have to sit there, log in, and decide, is this art or is this adult entertainment?
How much money is really at stake here?
I don't,
you know, it,
not,
a,
not
how
enough.
Much really can, how well, much are I, we going to spend on the man hours to do this? Because it'll be men.
A thing the other day saying that the top OnlyFans performer makes as much money per year as Patrick Mahomes.
Gosh. Okay. So the New York Times did the story and said the problem is the interpretation of a restriction on the no tax on tips deduction passed as a part of this new One Big Beautiful Bill Act that says tips earned for prostitution or pornographic activity are not eligible. So it's a question of whether the tips are subject to taxes. And you have to decide what porn is first to know.
If you have, say you're a podcast and you have a Patreon page, and you make money off of that, is that considered tips now, or is it only if it's porn?
I'll ask another question. What if the porn is not visual? Are we taxing visits to their websites that where it's not
erotica,
visual? Yeah, or it's audio.
Or audio-based ASMR porn, which I...
Also...
As soon as I say it jokingly, I that's obviously a thing. What am I talking about? Of course that's a thing.
There are almost 5 million creator accounts on OnlyFans.
Good
How much of this are they going to look at to make a determination? Are they going to have to look at all of them? How are they going to know who to tax?
Honey, I know I was working late, but wait until you hear the reason why, okay? It's really important stuff that I'm doing at the IRS these days. And by the way, no, I can't possibly tonight. I'm taxed out. I don't think that this is necessary.
It's not onion.com that did this. It really is real.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a real story. I was hoping it was some kind of parody, but it's real. I don't understand that the IRS, which I agree with them usually on things like this, underfunded, understaffed. They keep constantly getting their man hours cut, mm-hmm. depending on who's in charge. Fine. But don't say you're understaffed, but you have the man hours to do this.
Again, it's like, here, go review the internet. And, mm-hmm. and tell me if the internet has... There are 5 million accounts. How are you going to determine which of those accounts are pornographic or not?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Are they doing this in the Kansas City, or are they not allowed to do that in Kansas City anymore?
This is federal, so...
Again, I've pointed this out a couple times. Porn is not illegal in Kansas or... Missouri.
Just have to be 18.
You have to show age. Yeah, you have to show your ID.
Do they have to upload their IRS ID?
I guess you have to upload an ID in Kansas or Missouri to go to these websites. So I guess that's the important thing. I don't know.
Oh man. And then they said it's also unclear whether strippers could claim the tips deduction. So you're gonna track down all the strippers and ask them?
Are they gonna go to strip clubs now and say, well, that's technically not an adult entertainment performance. That what she did was art. What she did, the way she came out to Cherry Pie by Warrant, my God, I don't think I've ever seen anything more beautiful than that. I don't know.
And it's just, they're just leaving it up to IRS agents to know it when they see it, because we don't have a definition of, so they're just going to leave it up to, again, all these men to decide whether it's porn or not.
Do you think it's going to be men?
I think it's going to be 100% men that are going to do it.
I think men are going to be volunteering to do it.
Yes,
I do wonder if it's going to be kind of almost like a TSA type of thing where they, well, we'll have, you know, if you're a female going through there, then we're going to have a female TSA officer patting you down. It just seems like to examine this and to determine it, you would need to be a little more objective, because if it's a man can get turned on by a curvy piece of driftwood.
Yes.
Right? Like a man determining it wouldn't really be fair. I think for an objective observer, you'd need to have either a eunuch, a gay man for female accounts, or a straight woman viewing it.
I need to say, I want to say something and not make Quentin nervous, but
no,
I'm trying to determine what percentage of OnlyFans it has a male audience versus a female audience, because then you could decide, right? Like, you need women to do this percentage and you need men to look at this percentage. And words are hard. I think this is going to be probably 90% of men that are viewing in part because men are more visual. And so it's more geared toward them. And also, men like everything. I think women are a little more narrow in their preferences.
That's who the audience is, but who should be...
That's what I mean. So then go flip. So it's almost like if 90% of the content is geared toward men, then maybe it should be mostly women that are looking at it.
Because they'd be more objective.
Right.
Or... I don't know how you wouldn't. You have an AI bot. Yes. That is trained, that it can determine whether something is a copyright strike or not. You can't have one that determines whether that is full nudity or not. I mean, it just seems like.
But again, how are you? This is why this is a bad idea, because it gets into like a semantics debate too about about the intention of the nudity and whether it's somebody who's fully clothed that could be pornographic depending on what they're doing.
Yeah.
But somebody who's naked, maybe it's not.
This is actually a really good point from the text line. How are they logging in and viewing these pages without paying? These are all things behind a paywall.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
How do they know? How are they going and looking at them? Is the IRS getting some kind of blanket? I hate to be this suspicious of it and this cynical. But man, this really reeks of like just somebody in the tax code just trying to find a way to
power.
Look at watch porn for profit.
Somebody in the IRS said, "Ooh, yeah. I found something in the law that allows us to do something I've been trying to figure out how we can do for a long time. I figured it out."
It sounds like post-Patriot Act world where you had people in the government spying on like their exes. And stuff where it was just like, you know, by the letter of the law, technically I'm allowed to do this, but you shouldn't. And you can and will get in trouble for it.
I need to close the text line.
From the text line. Women are jealous of other women. That's what this bishop really is about. I realized what they meant to say when they said bishop, and I love that. I don't care about the context of the content of the text as much as us maybe now using the word bishop as a way to as a euphemism for a different term. But just wives are getting jealous. That's not it. It's going to benefit them though. They'll pay less taxes based on the IRS determining whether it's pornography or not. Right now, they're paying more taxes than if they are. I don't know.
I like that same person said, women are freaks too. None of them are freaks.
Not one woman.
None of them are freaks.
Not one woman. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the modern-day Titanic. It is MH-70, the flight. The Malaysian air flight that just disappeared. What was it, like 12 years ago?
It's been a while. And we do not give up on this.
They are going to try to find the wreckage now with robots. How are robots going to be involved? We'll talk about that next at midday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Okay, I want to offer another analogy for the search for flight MH370. It has been almost 14 years since it vanished from traffic radar. I'm going to compare it to the search for Amelia Earhart, which happened decades and decades ago, and we still have not given up on the idea that that plane is going to be found somewhere in the Pacific Ocean somewhere. And just like this one, and I think we're fascinated by this for the same reason, that it just, we don't like the idea that a plane carrying 300-something people can just disappear from radar and no one has any clue what happened to it. We still don't know. Documentaries have been done talking to experts. Pieces of the plane have been found, but still and they're going to try it again. They were going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing and vanished from air traffic radar on March 8th of 2014.
Yeah,
that was the largest ever search operation in history. But they have never found the plane. They've also never figured out, even from just technology, what happened.
It was like fascinating and I guess terrifying to an extent when it disappeared. And there were so many crazy theories.
Mm-hmm.
It led to what may have been the craziest thing I've ever seen on cable news, where Don Lemon was interviewing some aviation expert about it. And I'm paraphrasing, but he was 100% serious. He asked if it was possible that the plane had been swallowed up by a black hole. Literally said, is it possible that a black hole opened up in the atmosphere and swallowed a plane? And the aviation expert went, no. Because if that happened, the entire planet would have also been swallowed by the black hole. But no, Don, thanks for raising your hand in class, buddy. That's real good.
So they know where it disappeared from radar, and they have the last position that was tracked by military radar. Malaysian authorities said the airliner was deliberately diverted and went on for 6 hours after losing contact. So it stopped communicating, mm-hmm. but they were still tracking it. They seem to be consistent with the path where they think in the middle of the Indian Ocean it could be. Australia has led, any major country around there has led searches and put in a lot of money. Australia's done it multiple times. Malaysia's done it multiple times. It could be anywhere.
You know what?
Who knows?
It also really feeds into a modern thing of not being able to not know things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What you were saying earlier, is it's very accurate. It used to be for all of human history. You were okay with just not knowing whether something happened.
Oh, well.
Things could be a mystery, but not a fascination.
Yeah.
They're talking about deploying robots over a 15,000 square kilometer zone.
On the seabed.
In the Indian Ocean. Yeah. And they're doing it, if we find it, you pay us $70 million. If you don't, then we get nothing.
Who pays $70
million? I the Malaysian government? I don't know. That's the offer that's on the table right now.
Listen, we've only mapped 5% of the ocean floor. Not much. Mm-hmm. But this is important enough that this company is going to send a robot out there for 50 days
a bunch
on
of
the
robots.
Seabed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do they go fat again? Can AI not help us with this? Do we not have the technology? Why do we need to physically send robots to the seabed of the ocean?
I don't know what AI would. AI might be able to calculate like where it crashed or something like that. I don't know. Would be able to see.
I don't know, but it just seems like this is
Are there other mysteries we could use robots to solve? Could we solve the grassy knoll and JFK, the JFK assassination? Can we go back and have robots reconstruct it and see if they can fire off a magic bullet?
Again, Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Every few years we do a search for that plane.
Yeah. How about JonBenet Ramsey? Can robots figure that one out?
Do you remember the baby Lisa story? Were you here for that?
Yeah.
Little baby Lisa that was taken from her home in the middle. We've never solved that.
Yeah. I wasn't there for that, but we talked about it in Boston. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's.
How about the colony at Roanoke? Where did they go? They just carved a name into a tree. What happened to them? Why don't we use robots?
We know that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's,
we do know. We do know about that one. That one, they moved to an island off the coast. And we found that because there's a bunch of blacksmithing leftovers in the colony where the natives lived.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And so there's buckets of it. So the thought process is the Native Americans didn't blacksmith. That's a very European thing. So they think they moved off and, you know, started to integrate with the Native Americans. My question is that
who let the dogs out? Is that it? Is that the next mystery we need to solve? Sorry.
During World War II, the United States government looked at the floorbed of the Atlantic Ocean to figure out where submarines could hide. Yeah. And that was in the 40s. How is it that using the technology then, we haven't been able to do that to a higher definition now? I mean, we have satellites in the sky that can track and high definition things. How have we not been able to find the obstruction that would have been caused by a plane, a big plane, crashing into the ocean? I understand that by this point, it's just going to be covered in coral and rock.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that we don't have like any sort of like, okay, this general, we're still looking in the whole Indian Ocean?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we have ocean currents and stuff. I mean, it's not just because it may have landed somewhere doesn't mean that's where it still is.
Yeah.
It's not that heavy that it would have just landed on the seabed and stayed there.
I watched Finding Nemo. Like, I get that, like, ocean currents are a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, we haven't figured out no technology up to this. That part blows my mind.
No, we have not narrowed. Again, you could narrow it down. It doesn't mean it's still there.
Yeah, it's so weird.
So, I have a different version of this. You're right. 70 million, but it doesn't say who's going to give them the 70 million. I mean, that's a pretty good incentive to try to find, like, you know.
We'll find it. If not, whatever. I think, but when I compared it to Titanic, because we're looking for the wreckage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because, and it's huge, and it was a bunch of passengers. And it is terrifying, the idea that you could be on a plane, or your loved one could be, more so, I think, that your loved one could be on a plane and just disappears, and you have no idea what happened to them. They're not alive. I don't think anybody thinks that anymore, right? I mean, you might be holding out hope against hope that they somehow crashed on an island, but you think if that happened that we'd have evidence of that.
Yeah.
It had to be somewhere in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, because nobody saw it. I mean, so you would, you know, and no ship saw it. And no, I mean, there was no evidence of it anywhere.
Maybe Tom Hanks should do a movie about it.
Another one? That's something
on
the movie
Cast
about.
Castaway Part 2.
Yeah.
Castaway Part 2. He gets on another plane that crashes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's like, not again!
I mean, we keep redoing movies. At least Castaway was really good.
It's also scary in this case because it seems, based on what little information that's conclusive, it seems as though pilots here made a deliberate decision, whether it was hijacked, but that it wasn't a mechanical failure, that it was a pilot or it was hijacked or it was somebody on board,
which happens.
The decision to take it down.
Right. Like that plane in Germany where he crashed it into the side of a mountain. It's possible. Or I don't know. Speaking of JFK, JFK Jr., like,
yes,
his wife confused.
Yes.
Maybe it's a situation like that where the down is up is down. Not really sure which way I'm going and pow. I don't know.
I mean,
what other mysteries
wouldn't still be good, right? I mean, who knows if the plane wreckage is still, because it could be at crushing depth.
Yeah. Yeah. And how deep
can
these robots go? Yeah. What other mysteries
with robots? Yeah. What can we solve with robots? You know, Bigfoot. Is he really out there? You really believe in that?
What other problems do we have in the world?
Somebody on the text line pointed out, we could be deploying these robots to be helping homeless people or, you know, working at soup kitchens. Nah.
I was just thinking, like, school lunch debt is a problem.
At the bottom of the ocean. Yeah.
Can we solve that?
Nah, I don't need to solve that.
Can we get roads clear of snow faster with robots? Can they be less reliant on weather forecasts and more accurate? You
know, the last two segments, I didn't realize that they're kind of linked, but why don't we could have been using robots to watch OnlyFans.
That, yes.
And searching the bottom of the Indian Ocean for wreckage instead of surfing the internet and looking at wreckage. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about this some more coming up at midday.
Robots are going to roam the seabed in search of MH370, which has been missing for almost 14 years. They're going to spend a lot of money on it. They're going to get a lot of money if they find it. Good luck, I say. Better use of these robots than this. I have a couple of geographical mysteries that we could solve, like Stonehenge. Who built Stonehenge?
Who built Stonehenge?
And why?
I mean, people say the Druids. Mm-hmm. Do we know it was the Druids or was it aliens?
Same thing with the Great Pyramids. Mm-hmm. How were they built? We don't know how they were built. I'd like to know that.
You know, I saw this really fascinating documentary, and it's kind of nonsense, but I think it's a fun thought experiment, where they said that over 10,000 years, basically, if humanity, we all died, that within 10,000 years, everything would be gone. Like, pretty much all traces of us.
Storms and solar meteor. Yeah, whatever.
All of our buildings, everything would just be dust and gone and extinguished. And so the point they make is, how do we know there wasn't something here before? Like,
I guess that's true. Yeah.
They could have been a sophisticated race of people that were doing amazing things. We have robots prove that. We have robots up on Mars trying to find life.
Yeah.
Use them down here.
Where else can we build a community on the moon? Can we not? Madeline McCann, that came up, the mystery of Madeline McCann.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there enough time left in the hour to tell me what that is?
Disappeared in 2007?
From her hotel room. Yeah. She was a little girl who was kidnapped from her hotel room while I believe her parents were down at a bar.
In Portugal. Yeah.
In Portugal. Yeah. From the text line, underwater robots will not help anything with Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Good point.
That's, say they had to be underwater. Just said technology.
I love the pedantry of the text line sometimes. I don't like it's to a point sometimes where I don't know if they're joking or not.
Right. Are we being trolled or do you know what you're doing?
That pedantic, or do they think that we think that Stonehenge is underwater?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess not everybody knows. Although it is called Stonehenge, why would that be built in the water?
I don't know why it would be underwater.
I'm Coral waiting for someone to bring up Atlantis.
Yeah.
Be like, let's find Atlantis.
There we go. Another sophisticated civilization that just disappeared. We don't know. Plato wrote about it. Granted, he was made fun of by historians at the time. But anyway, coming up, we got Wayside Waifs in studio. Any questions you have about your dog or your cat, any behavioral issues you're having, text them in right now, 913-586-7798. Or just any questions you have about maybe adopting a dog or cat, 913-586-7798. We'll talk to them next on Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.